Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour finally here. And it's time for the Sparta TRT Mail Sack. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge. Win at the second half of life. Sparta TRT. SpartaTRT.com. I do have. Yeah. Thank you.
You saw it too?
I did see it too while I was peeing.
How about that? Pick him up.
There's another free agent on the board, ladies
Come
and gentlemen.
Come on!
And that free agent on the board, officially available.
Let's go into the tax.
Is
I'm in.
LeBron James.
See you later, Lakers.
He has told the Lakers that they can go on and go ahead and make plans without me. Ladies and gents, I ain't eating dinner here tonight. I'm moving on. LeBron will play elsewhere. Next season, the retirement tour will not happen.
In a Laker.
In a Laker uniform.
Okay, I got
I'm pretty surprised.
I'm surprised because I predicted the Lakers.
To come out at this point and say this, I don't like. I'm not
building.
Surprised testing the waters and seeing what's out there.
It was building though,
and maybe he knows what's out there, and that's why this is out, and they're just waiting for a deal to get announced later today. I don't know, but not a lot of people saw this coming.
By the way, do you know what happened? I think it was yesterday. Officially by 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have this right. If I don't, text police. You can correct it. I think yesterday at 9 p.m., Bronny's contract for $2.3 million
fully
was fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed, I did see
that. And
then
the next day, he's like, hey, I'm out.
I did see that. Thank you, and goodbye.
Now, if you're LeBron, what are you after here? Is it to get the fifth ring, even though nobody's going to use it as a case for your... Like, you either think LeBron's the GOAT, or you don't. And I don't know if anything changes other than 20 years from now, a lot of the Jordan people are dying off, and a lot of the Bron stands are taking over the narrative. What are you after here?
I'm after happiness. I'm after joy. I'm after this is the last year or 2 years that I'm going to play basketball in my life, and I want to have fun doing it. And who do I have the most fun playing with?
Wemby.
Well.
San Antonio is...
Yeah, I just don't know if winning... I mean, this might be dumb. I don't know if that's the biggest priority for him at this point, because it's not going to change the legacy. I'm sure he would want another ring
a
if you could
ring
get
would
it.
Not... I don't think... Because I don't think he's the finals MVP if he wins a fifth ring.
No, if you go join San Antonio and then win a title next year, it's like...
But what if he's averaging like 29, 7, and 8, and he's the finals MVP?
I don't know, man. After the news yesterday that we talked about with Draymond, like, this to me reeks of Golden State. Like, let me go have fun with Steph for a couple of years.
I hate it.
They've had a good relationship. I don't know if AD's a part of that or not, but what the hell, man. A couple of old guys. Thelma and Louise riding off the cliff together.
I don't know if the AD thing can work anymore because they signed Porzingis to the 2 years, $40 million.
You can't, even if you trade Butler and he's
well,
bought
I guess
out,
if you trade Butler, you're
have
opening
to be
up
in the
cap
trade,
space.
Right?
I mean, LeBron's not going to get a ton of money. I don't think he's going to get a ton of money anyway. I just would hate it. As somebody that watched him go against the Warriors for four straight years and do the Curry rivalry thing, like, it was fun in the Olympics. I'm totally cool with that. I don't want to see as a LeBron fan him with Steph's team.
Going home? You want to go home? I don't think that's going to happen.
I'd never say never.
Yeah.
Miami, I think that's not on the table, but you never know. Maybe he wants to play with Giannis and Bam and live in Florida for a year. I have no clue what the guy
The tough part is,
wants.
Yeah, what's the most important thing? Is it staying close to your family? Is it winning another ring? Is it playing with your buddies one more time on your way out?
See, like, this is where I will push back on LeBron's legacy in total, and we can get to the mail sack questions.
Yes.
The one thing, not the one thing, probably the biggest thing for me as a basketball fan that I have utterly hated, and I will probably forever hate until the day I die. This idea that he's not competitive, buddy, you don't play 23 years in the NBA unless you're competing to win.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he was busting his ass in March at 41 years old against teams that didn't matter in a game that didn't matter for funsies? I think one of the dumbest narratives that has ever taken hold is because he doesn't grit his teeth and stick his tongue out, he doesn't compete. It's so far-fetchedly dumb to me that the opinion almost renders to me your basketball brain useless.
Is far-fetchedly a word? Is that a
I don't know, but you might as well register on the life scale an utter flatline beep. If you think LeBron James has played for 23 years and not wanting to compete, it is so dumb to me as an opinion. It's one of the dumber ones I've ever heard in my lifetime. So I think he wants to be happy. I also don't think he's going somewhere to not compete.
No.
Why would you? He just told Bob DeSports this.
I think there would be a thought of like, even if it's Golden State, I think there is obviously an angle there of he's close with those guys and they're good friends. He's been close with Draymond for a long time.
He wants to bust the young guy's ass. That's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah, but it's not under the idea of we're not going to win. He probably has the thought in his head of like, dude, if we can turn back the clock and manage the loads correctly, we can make some noise in the playoffs. Like, he's not just going there to ride into the sunset.
He just took on a baby Rockets team and single-handedly beat them in the playoffs at 41. But yeah, he's not competitive and he doesn't want to compete.
I think we need far-fetchedly become a thing. That was good. That rant was so solid. That might be new allowable word.
It is going to be for me when he ultimately laces them up. You can love whoever. I love every. I have Jordan on my workout wall, dude. I love them all.
Love is love.
It is going to be a top three dumbest opinion of my lifetime that anybody acts like that guy's not ultra competitive and wants it. He doesn't want it as bad as Kobe Bryant. I watched Kobe Bryant put his teeth out. The Black Mamba. You are morons. Morons.
Doesn't care about winning, man. I apologize to Sparta TRT because they love themselves some mail sack, and we love ourselves some
my
mail sack.
My tee's flying high right now. I'm sorry. I cannot stand that take.
Let's quickly. I promise we'll get to a couple of mail sack questions here at the end of the segment. We got a ways to go. It's not over yet. But we did. I mean, John Isaacs was awesome, first off.
Yeah, he was. Thank you.
That was really good to have him on just to kind of get a sense of where we're at. How concerned should we be? There's a lot of hyperbole out there right now.
Calm waters for John Isaacs.
Let's everybody take a deep breath. Yeah. And as we bring him on in the commercial break before, of course, we get the breaking news that we don't really get to talk about. So I also want to talk about that quickly before we get to the mail sack. This is one that it's been weird. There's been reporting that he's definitely gone. Not definitely, but they're leaning towards leaving. And then I'm seeing people talk about that Robert Williams is posting Micah Norrie clips on his social media pages from his introductory press conference. And that's weird behavior for a guy if he's not to play for the organization. And so I've had this mixed feeling internally of like, is he back? Is he not? He had certainly had a good year. The Blazers have re-signed. If you're just getting in your car, good morning. Hello. The Blazers have re-signed Robert Williams III. And there's a lingering question there about Jan Hansen and what it means for him. But the center who was the more impactful center for you, especially late in the season in the playoffs, not to say that Klingon didn't have a good year, has re-upped 3 years, $44 million, and he's signed now through the 28-29 season. Just our reaction to Time Lord being back off of his first healthy season in what felt like forever.
Well, I want to highlight some part of that. So we have a lot of people skeptical or out on Ja Morant as a Blazer, and I understand it.
Yes.
We highlight what with Ja Morant? 79 games the last three seasons.
Now, availability.
Some of that, not injury. Robert Williams, great little year for himself. Last three seasons in Portland, he's played 85 games. So we have six more games of health from Robert Williams.
Will we have the same takeaway of availability for Robert Williams? Probably not.
We should be having the same questions, and we largely did all of last year. They had to limit what games he played and did not play based on
the schedule. How many did he play in last year? What was the total?
Last year, he played 59.
Okay. I know it was no back-to-backs. There were like long road trips. They'd sit him in certain spots.
He got banged up, I think, a little bit, but nothing super major, overly cautious with him. I'd imagine this is what they do. Young is going to get his playing time. If you're only getting 50 games out of Robert Williams, that opens minutes up at the big spot. So we should see more Jan Hansen this year. But to me, this is just screaming. He is nowhere near ready. We do not trust what we can get on the market at the position. He was exceptional
Hooray.
For us. And, well, as Jason Quick points out, that number was very high for them, which is why he initially reported they were expecting him to leave. But ultimately, they came to the conclusion that he really wanted to come back.
Yeah.
He loves the direction of the team, and he reportedly really likes Mike Anori as a head coach.
Yes.
Look at that. The coach that we couldn't afford, we'd never get, that we got, has players on the roster that wants to play for him.
Stop it.
Turns out.
Stop it.
Tommy Two Nickels.
Stop it.
But
Sizzler.
You need depth at the position because Klingon's only going to play so many minutes in the game.
Yeah.
And when he plays, the impact, as you noted in the playoffs, was really exceptional. So
he was awesome last year.
Really good stuff, I think, to get him. What this means for the next 2 years of Jan Hansen, As we highlighted earlier, it's not a great draft history for old Mike Schmidt. Hey, good luck in Dallas, though.
Quick follow-up. What are we currently needing right now? Maybe another wing?
We do.
Did we have a chance to take those instead of Young Hanson last year, the first round of the draft?
We did. We had multiple.
Okay. Was Tom Dunnan the owner when that happened? Was that a Dunnan move or a Cronin move? Who do we put the blame on there? Or is that a Mike Schmitz move?
Schmitz.
That's it. We blame Schmitz for that one now that he's
the
gone.
Assistant general
that
manager.
That one was a Cronin. John Morant, Dunnan. Yeah. I'm just trying to keep track of how we're scorekeeping this.
Well, we have to delegate our pie out, right? So the blame pie, the slice on the blame scale is going to go to Tommy D.
Right.
The slice of untapped potential, that slice goes to Mike Schmitz.
Got it.
The slice of great smart business.
Ooh.
That's always going to go to Joe Cronin.
Yes, good move.
That's only how the local media is going to delegate pie share. I don't know how we're going to keep doing this, but that's definitely what's going to happen.
I was also told the players won't like the coach and play hard for him because he's only on a one-year deal.
So he just got one player to commit to 3 years.
Are you telling me that's not true? Why would anybody play hard for a coach on a one-year deal?
Well,
he's a dead man walking. You're not going to hire assistants either. All right, there's your update on the Blazers. Robert Williams back in the fold. Let's have some fun, shall we?
Yeah, let's
Sparta
do it, man.
TRT mail sack. We'll have some more thoughts on the Blazers. The people demand the mail sack, though.
Someone said, boom, for 6 points and 7 rebounds a game. Like, yeah, dude, he's pretty good defensively.
Can I ask the question, too? This might be dumb. Does this count as our mid-level exception?
Ooh.
Because isn't the mid-level roughly $15 million a year for 3 years?
I believe that's what I read.
Now, we can re-sign our guys and go over the cap before free agency. Does that mean we still have the full mid-level exception? Or does this take up that slot?
You know,
I don't know enough about
I wish I was a cap guy to tell you this. I just have never been interested in cap stuff.
Okay,
so
that'd be a question. We'll ask Meringue maybe when he comes in. I'm sure he knows more about that stuff than we do. Here we go. Mail sack question. Sunrise guys, crazy little morning here in Portland. Mail sack, 24 hours ago, what are the 5 players in the NBA you guys would least expected to be traded to the Blazers? Yesterday, in the 5 players you would have least wanted traded to the Blazers. That's comp. We're not going to do 5. That's going to take too long. Also, too much thinking off the top of our head.
If you named the names we know, Ja Morant's in my top 5 least expected to be traded here.
He had to have been. Had to have been.
If you, and especially if you add the caveat, Scoot, Shaden, not involved, I'd be like, what?
Huh? So I'm not going to do least expected. Let's do who's the player that you least want the Blazers to trade for. And maybe of the play, like, don't just go like, you know, Dylan Brooks, Poke Bear, like that's what. Give me like a player that we've been associated with.
DeMontis Sabonis, Herb Jones.
You're out on Herb Jones too.
Yeah, we looked up those numbers. Those were horrific.
What if it's nothing? What if it's
what's nothing?
That's a good question. Young Hanson.
That's not gonna happen. He's getting the Supermax. Third string center.
Young Hanson, Herb Jones.
Pan
do
Express
you say,
money.
Do you say no?
Like, well, I mean,
they call him what Young
rate,
Hanson.
I'd say yes.
Okay, now I found a deal
I'd
for you.
I'd be cool with it.
It's
Let's
like John Morant, I'm telling you no, and then you tell me the price is Jeremy Grant and Chris Murray, and I'm telling you, hell yeah, I'm doing that deal.
James Harden. Jimmy Harden?
Jimmy Harden, that counts.
Although,
that's a good one.
As
that's
people noted, one. Jimmy Harden would do a lot for our local economy on the nightlife.
Him and John Morant teamed up together.
Jimmy and Johns.
We got ourselves a problem here,
Jimmy
buddy.
And Jaws.
Mail sack, if you could give full health to any athlete, who would you pick? Mike Trout for me. Would love to see what that guy could have been with 10-plus years in Major League Baseball.
Brandon Roy.
Yeah, Brandon Roy's a good one. Can I go same era? Greg Oden.
Greg Oden. Gregory.
I think Gregory.
Our beloved Gregory.
He would have. I mean, that's still an era where those big fit. Like, he could fit in today's NBA, probably. Still.
I think he would have ultimately, if you top end, guess.
Stayed fully healthy.
I think he's a 20-14 guy.
Yes.
Nightly. And
four
then like,
three or four blocks.
Gives you just insane
dunks.
20-20-7
yes.
nights.
He
know?
Had that capability.
He
man.
Absolutely had that ability.
Brandon, BYU Brandon?
I'll go Tiger.
Oh, good one.
That would
Dude,
be
Tiger,
mental health and physical health.
Yeah.
I think
he's
he
at least
the
knocking on the door.
He for if, sure breaks if, the record.
Come on. That really derailed him. The first one, the Eileen golf club to the face.
Dude, yes. We haven't even talked about the Phil Mickelson story yet this week.
Pat Perez's wife, come on down.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Have you ever taken a picture of yourself fully naked, flexing?
Flexing.
Trust tree. How many fully naked pictures of you are on your phone right now?
None.
None.
Zero.
None.
None?
I have no photos of myself naked on my phone.
None.
Yeah, none.
I'm not looking at it.
Why do you keep asking that? Do you have some?
I don't know if anybody believes you. Who is most likely at the fan to have naked pictures of themselves on their phone?
Danny Meringue.
Ooh.
That was my answer.
Good poll. Schultzy up there?
No.
You don't think Schultzy's got nudes?
No. If I power
I could see Sakanek being a nude guy.
Yeah, top three.
Top three?
Yeah.
We go Meringue, Sakanek, and is it Schulte in the top three? Or are you
Schulte's
in the top,
not
three?
Top three? I'm not top three.
I think you're top three. You're a shirtless run guy. That leads to naked guy.
I mean, I like being naked.
This is my point.
My wife regularly comes in the bathroom like, why are you still naked? I go, because I'm in my bathroom.
Exactly my point. You're pro naked. Is there good naked and bad naked?
Well, there's absolutely bad naked, as we have well established.
Mail sack question. Greatest monologue in movie history. By the way, my vote is for the Indianapolis speech in Jaws.
Damn it.
It's that week, so I'm going to go with it. Independence Day.
Oh, man, you stole mine.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman, Independence Day. Right?
All-timer. One.
Now,
we will be watching, by the way, on Independence Day.
Number two.
It's my tradition,
Independence
too.
Day.
Number two is groundskeeper to Rudy, getting him to go back out and play, finish his dream.
Super.
You're
elite.
5 foot nothing. You don't got a lick of athletic ability.
100 nothing.
And you hung him with the greatest team in the land. You're damn right you did, man. Grind, Rudy.
I'm the wild man now.
Rudy.
That's a pretty good one.
I love that one. That one gets me every time.
It's hard to beat Bill Pullman top of my head.
4th of July especially.
Well, it's a big, yeah.
You know, it's Independence Day.
The fireworks, by the
way. I'll go Kurt Russell, Miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Is that better than...
It's just up there. I wouldn't say it's better than...
Is that better than Pacino, any given?
The 5 inches in front of your face.
Well, one is...
That's the difference between winning and losing.
Because you can say one's real, one's... But we found out the Russell speech wasn't real,
right? That's not what he's... I don't think he said anything to the
team. Didn't he basically just come in and be like, good luck, guys, see you later?
Doesn't matter. It was real. It was just in the movies. That's why it's a movie.
This is my whole point, too. Not to make this a Rudy segment, but I will.
Oh God, dude.
Like, why do we point out the inaccuracies of that movie, and then we don't do it for any other movie? Like that, I forever thought the Herb Brooks speech was verbatim what he said. And then they hook
because
him
something
out.
Happened and one thing didn't happen.
He didn't even give a speech.
But they won.
They did.
So the whole premise
Rudy
of the
played. He played.
Yeah, I mean, did he? I mean,
yes, he did. He literally played.
I don't know.
He literally got in the game. It's on a stat sheet.
On what, a punt?
I mean, the team hated him.
Do we know if he really came around the edge and tackled the Georgia Tech quarterback?
The team may have hated him. That is totally valid.
Do we have it on film? Rudy Rudiger making a sack.
Yes, we do. And him getting carried off the field.
So you've seen it.
In a joking tone. I think it was tongue-in-cheek. They were doing it to make fun of him, but he literally was carried off the field.
You've seen it.
It's literally in the movie. There's a picture of it in the movie.
I mean, is it a real photo? I have a lot of questions.
Don't you do it.
I think they were trying to inspire a lot of Andy Johnsons out there.
You know what you did? You inspired me.
They were. You know what it was? It was football propaganda.
It was.
I think the reason
thinking
for that
little
movie.
White guys can have hope, man. Not a lot of hope for little white guys. You know what I had after watching Rudy? I had a lot of hope. Could be me. I have tiny legs and I'm
fat.
You
think they're going to have the Aaron Judge pregame speech that he gave this year?
Oh, a solid one.
Okay, guys.
Go get it done.
We're going to play baseball well. Are you the MVP of baseball?
I'm asleep.
This is your speech?
More Sparta TRT mail sack next, 105.1 FM.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fam, love this text. Hey, I'm late, just catching up on the show. I didn't think players wanted to play in a place like Portland for an owner like Tom Dundon. What's up with Time Lord resigning? That's a good question, man. I don't know.
By the way, Danny has informed us, not the full mid-level.
That's great. That is huge news, dude.
Jaws on the books now. You have Rob Will.
You have the full mid-level to go spend.
And the full mid-level
and
to
the,
still get.
What's the other one? The biannual mid- I don't know what the other one is. It's a cheaper level contract that you, like, you have multiple slots still available.
Yeah.
That you can go add to your roster.
Yeah, so, and I don't think that they should be done. They can still make a trade with their assets if there's a wing out there that makes sense. And
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to put 100% certainty in it, but I'm kind of leaning in the... I think they're going to make the move. I don't know who that is, to be fair. Like, when I say the move, I mean...
Not the... Yeah,
the positional for, need, you know? And I don't know if that's Jalen Brown or if it's a Trey Murphy or do they jump into Jimmy Butler territory?
Yeah, if he's back and healthy, you need a wing.
I don't know what they're going to do, but I do think they'll address the positional need.
Yeah.
And what that looks like, we have to wait and see.
You know what else we got probably looming is a tax bill. If you've re-signed Rob Will... You've added a big contract in Ja Morant to your books, and you're still going to use the full mid-level.
I believe with Ja, they were 15 under.
Yeah.
I might have
well,
that.
Well, now you've
wrong,
added Robert Williams' deal to the books, yeah. And then you're going to add the full mid-level exception to your books because you're not going to not use that. Mm. That's just a point about the cheapness of the owner is I think that there's a tax bill coming, and he's clearly showing he's willing to pay that. We are in the middle of a Sparta TRT mail sack. It has been a fun show, man. This time of year is fun. Like, the middle of the summer can get a little dry and a little slow, and then you get these off-season moments for the Blazers, and they're, you know, it's fun to be around. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. Sparta TRT mail sack continues. Let me scroll back to where my questions were written down. Mail sack question. Watching so much World Cup, do you think you've learned more about soccer strategy and how the game is played?
I would actually say I learned that a lot from the English Premier League. Mm. I didn't start out, you guys know this, I was not really that hyped about the World Cup. I made that abundantly clear. People didn't like the take. I just hated hearing about all the corruption and awful price gouging happening to people all over the world.
There's a college football vibe to it where all the off-the-field stuff is just, like, ugly and stupid.
It was way too loud.
Like, God, this is... Can we just talk... And then you watch the actual games, yeah. And you're like, man, this is fun.
And you see people getting emotional watching the country succeed or yeah. fail. And, like, I watched a Japanese guy be consulted by, like, a ton of Brazilian fans yesterday outside of the stadium. He was just dejected by the way they lost that match.
Yeah.
It's great, but I would say, answer the question, I would say I learned a little bit, some of what people have learned watching this, I've just learned and followed the English Premier League this year, choosing Nottingham Forest
yeah.
as my first EPL team, and I will next year as well, than I have more so than the World Cup.
I love that you get the moments, because you don't always get it in the regular season of whatever league you're watching, I would just assume, of like the sense of urgency soccer moments are great. When teams feel like this is it, we got to go all goal differential, or we're down by, like, you're playing for it. There's a lot of urgency at the end of games, and you get big-time highlights each way. Have I learned a ton about soccer? No. But I am enjoying the hell out of watching it. I'm usually just laughing at certain moments or guys flopping or this or that, but the entertainment level has been great, and I've really enjoyed it, so it's been a lot of fun. Mail sack question, who would be more entertaining for you guys to interview, Ja Morant or T. Morant?
What's the setting for T. Morant? Is that like this setting? Or
I think
we...
radio, like we're interviewing him on the phone on the radio show. Who would you rather have on the show, T. Morant or Ja Morant?
I mean, I think you got to go, Ja.
Dude, I don't care about the dad.
Yeah, but hold on.
He's entertaining, I
get
that. You should.
He's one of the biggest people in his life. He's the closest to him. Has the life gone exceptionally well the last few years?
Nope, but I'd still rather hear from the horse's mouth.
But yeah, I'd rather hear from Ja.
Yeah. Not even close.
Can I say neither? Because I feel like my hand would be over this red button for the whole entire interview, scared that I'm going to have to press it 10,
well, what's
15,
the tone at the press conference for Ja Morant? I'm very curious to hear that, because we got
curious.
A lot of media saying some real loud stuff. Are they...
Very curious.
They passing off what they're selling right now publicly to fans and other media members? I'm not saying they won't. I'm just very curious to watch the press conference unfold.
A couple more here in the mail sack. Mail sack, Wisconsin football announced that they're being sponsored by Culver's, which is a Midwest Wisconsin fast food spot.
I've had nice. Culver's. Good ice cream.
Culver's is solid.
Yeah.
Likely better than In-N-Out. I like that was added in. Most things are better than In-N-Out. What That's Oregon company is sponsoring Oregon State?
What, fast
food? So I think he's doing the, like, this is a perfect partnership of sponsorship.
Oh.
He said, we know Oregon already has Nike.
Burgerville.
Although I think Rob Mullins did acknowledge that they would contemplate for the right amount of money to put a patch on the jersey.
He said jersey patches for sale. You yeah. can still have a swoosh on one side and a patch
yes.
on the other.
It'd be funny if they just double dipped it. Nike bought the other swoosh too.
If you double dip, and there better be a Reese's bowl with two chips going in at one time.
Or is that what you want?
A bitten chip going back in. No, I mean, Reese's money is great. It's nice to have them as a partner.
What about 4-H? Do they sponsor anything?
Our agricultural department. There's a bull down in Corvallis. You can put your arm in its stomach. It's alive. I did it. It's very odd. You ever feel hay?
Wait, what?
Yeah, so...
They have a living bull with a hole in its stomach, and you shove your hand in it. It just sits yeah. there and lets people cram its hands down them all day?
Right up there, the whole arm.
What?
You just jam it in. You put a big old cover on your arm. So I took an animal science classes. I had
to. You can't stop it from coming.
There is the... farm or the barn thing is like probably a half mile from the campus, and one of the class days we had to go there, and you literally put like one of those see-through gloves that, you know, doctors or whatever would wear all the way to your shoulder, and the bull is just sitting in this confined space
yeah.
and it literally has on the side of it a hole about the size of a basketball rim. And you put your whole arm in there, and you can literally feel the hay it's eaten while it's the bull is still alive.
That is...
Like, you can literally grab the hay that's yeah. in its stomach.
It's like a zombie bull.
it's one of the wilder things I've ever done in my life.
That's pretty crazy.
I felt terrible for it, and they're like, it feels nothing. I'm like, what? Yeah, I had a lot of questions.
I always, like, I know that there's people, like, my wife works in the animal industry. I get it. There's a lot of stuff that they know that us, the common man, will never know.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know it doesn't feel anything?
I think they know.
How? You're not a cow. It doesn't react to it. That doesn't mean it doesn't feel anything. How do you know that there's not some bit of like, hey, what's that tingle in my stomach? Where'd my food go? Why am I hungry again? He just stole the hay out of there.
There's a lot of questions we don't know, the answers to. People smarter than us know. They know.
I love grandiose like statement. Like, hey, he doesn't feel anything. How the hell do you know? You're not a cow.
Okay.
You're not in there.
How can a scientist conclude, like 99 percentile confidence-wise?
Yeah.
You have a telescope from another planet that you look back on Earth. You know what they see right now?
What do they see?
Dinosaurs. Because we're 50 billion light years away. But like, how do we know their telescope isn't
modern
more advanced where they actually do see us?
How do they have a better telescope? We don't know. We have no clue.
But I the bowl was fine. It made no noises. My whole arm was in. I went all the way.
Poor bowl, dude. Put that bowl out of its misery.
It was me and like 16 other students did it.
One at a time. Just ramming your arms into its stomach.
You're not ramming.
Let the guy have some peace.
The hole of the bowl is as wide as a basketball hoop. So you just put your whole arm in there, and they're like, yeah, feel around. That's hay. It ate the hay.
Ugh.
Now you're feeling the hay between the eaten and the crap. It's that process of digestion.
I think the bowl hole should be your sponsorship. If we're talking perfect sponsorships, that's a good one right there.
That or the gay sheep.
A gay sheep, too, would go a long ways. Two more quick ones.
We have a gay sheep, Brandon. Yeah, that's a real thing.
That is true. That is very true. If you could commit one crime, and that crime is never committed again by a human, what crime would you commit? So you committing the crime eradicates the crime.
So I didn't get away with it?
You got away with it, and that crime is never committed again.
Dude, that's a... I got to think about this for a second.
Yeah, that's a whoa.
That's a deep question. That's a very deep and complex one to throw in at the end of the mail sack.
It's got to be something...
Because you would want to eradicate a bad crime, but that would then mean you would have to commit the bad crime yourself.
It's got to be something super corrupt that gets me a lot of money. They don't.
Like a white collar, like insider trading or something along those lines.
I mean, it's got to be some kind of level of financial gain that I'm not going to get in trouble for that they go, well, we can't do anything to that guy, but we should stop that from happening in the future.
I'm going to go no comment on that one, dude. That one's going to get me in trouble.
I might pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. Last
Someone
one.
Say arguing, you know, betting on the futures of military operations on a Kalshi market.
Yeah, some would say insider
should
info.
Be illegal, yeah. And we should prosecute who did that, but we won't, so.
No, because we all know who it was. Last one, mail sack question. Who would be more enraged, Bill Oram seeing Tom Dundon lift the Larry O, or Danny Morang seeing the Ducks win a national title?
At this point.
Who's more outraged?
It's. If he came out with an article after they won the title.
What if they got a lease deal done and then won the championship in the next, like, 5 years?
Would the article be called Least Respected Championship of All Time?
There's the mail sack every Tuesday at 9 a.m.
I think it'd be tough for Danny.
Yeah. I think they're both tough. Yeah. They're both really tough. Although, to the point on the Ducks, at least they've been somewhat close. Like, they've sniffed it. Like, there's places where he's gone mentally, and I know he has of like, oh, God, please don't let this be. And then they lose, because that's usually how it goes at the end of the year. But there's brief moments. I know there is. That exists. There's not many moments right now where Blazer fans are thinking about Tom Dundon raising a Larry O in the foreseeable future.
Well, it doesn't feel that way today.
Right? We're a long ways away. Yeah. So I would take, for that reason, Bill Oram. The Mail Sack every Tuesday brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge. Win it the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Let's try to put a bow on everything. We got to answer our poll questions. And then we got more footy today, man. Three more games of the World Cup. We'll wrap it all up on a Tuesday next on the Fan.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake, to find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Last one for us on a Tuesday. All of our chaos in the NBA coverage on The Fan. Presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. As we try and put a bow on the show today, what a day it's been.
What a fun show.
What a day it's been.
I mean, we haven't, like, responded to a lot of it, seeing it come in.
Yeah, we love you all. There's been a lot of correspondence, a lot of texts. The YouTube chat's been very lively going all the way back. You know it's going to be a fun show when you open up the YouTube in, like, the 6 a.m. hour, and, like, 6:07 a.m., and there's over 100 people in there. You know that, all right, it's going to be one of those kind of days. A lot of people are interested in Ja Morant.
By the way, shame on you for not jumping in on July 22nd when we're doing our college football peekaboos.
How dare you? How dare you?
How are you not here at 6:07 a.m.?
When the Dirty Poll begins at the beginning of August and we're previewing the Arkansas Razorbacks, you better be in there in droves, okay? Football's right around the corner. We're very excited.
I don't know if there's anything me and Dirt disagree on more than him wanting to visit NC State because they're 22nd on the Dirty Poll. And I'm like, we could just start at the top five.
What's Dave Doran doing, dude? What's he up to? What's he cooking up out there in Raleigh?
By the way, somebody tweeting, you fisted a bowl but have no nudes on your phone. I totally get how that doesn't make any sense.
Nobody's buying it. Everybody's calling you out as nude guy. Nobody's buying your stance here. Yeah, nobody's buying it.
Just because a guy likes to take his shirt off.
I think here's the point. This is a follow-up question. That'll be a deprecating shot at myself. How many people at the Fan feel good about their bodies? Well, are, like, proud of their physique. I'm sure you two gentlemen are, right? I'd imagine.
Yeah, why are you shortchanging him out of this?
I'm not shortchanging anybody. I'm just saying who feels...
I've seen the secret lives of Mormon wives.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Nobody's perfect, all right?
We don't know what he's doing behind scenes.
How do I know you're not in the mirror like, yeah, you should be on that show?
If I sent my wife a naked picture of me, are you kidding me? She doesn't want to see that. She got to see it enough around the house. I don't have any pictures of myself naked on my phone.
Can I just say,
I'm short and fat.
I am happy with how my body is now, but if I could improve it a little bit more,
sure.
If I was not lazy to exercise and not care about my diet, I would appreciate that. But right. I'm okay and grateful that I have genetics that make me look somewhat average, just a solid dad bod, and can pass on that.
Without trying to get it back to that spot.
You don't need to work. Be happy with who you are, man.
You do you, boo.
I don't agree with the idea that I love to be naked.
I think you have naked pictures. I think you do.
That's odd. What angle am I taking?
Ooh, I don't know.
The front-on angle is the worst angle. You ain't doing a back shot.
No.
What am I doing here?
No. You, like, set it up on the counter in the kitchen.
What am I,
like,
doing, a Costanza on a couch?
Take a step back. Give the full flex.
What am I getting out of that?
Hey, Pat Perez's wife, check this out.
I mean.
What are you doing later tonight?
Do you know how ballsy it is to go to dinner? So the story is basically Phil Mickelson, for those that missed it. Phil Mickelson, Pat Perez, former golfer, his ex-wife now.
Yes.
Years ago at a tournament, she accuses Phil Mickelson of sending naked photographs of himself at his hotel room flexing, saying, come hang out with me.
Yeah.
The beginning of that story goes, they had dinner together. Him and his wife and Pat Perez and his wife had a big dinner together. And Phil slipped out, took the photo, sent it to Pat Perez's then wife, basically hoping she would come over because he's nude. She never told her husband about it because she didn't want him to be interrupted in the tournament. I cannot fathom in my brain going to dinner with Dirt and slipping away to the bathroom and deciding...
It's me sending a nude to your wife. Check this out. Look at these rolls of fat.
Come jump on this train.
You want to see some big nipples?
I
got them.
Nope.
Not interested.
You sure you're not into that kind of thing?
Not interested. All right, figured I'd ask. Let's get to the question of the day. Neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day.
Yeah.
It's on X every day, dinner tonight at one of their five locations, San Diego's Big Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. I'm not just going to pick one because there's too many to pick from. We got a handful of them. So all of these will be the poll questions of the day.
Ah, okay.
Let's roll through them quickly, see where the results are at. Which of the three sports takes would have shocked you the most 3 years ago? Ja Morant's a Blazer, Sam Darnold won the Super Bowl, or Indiana won the national championship. Indiana winning the national title is winning right now, 58.1%.
It should. What's second?
Ja Morant, 31.4%. And then Sam Darnold winning the Super Bowl at 10.5%. Do you agree that the Blazers, four guards of Dame, Ja, Holiday, and Scoot can coexist, yes or no? 87.5% of you say no, they cannot. Does getting Ja Morant make you more excited about the Trailblazers this coming season? Almost 600 votes on this one.
You're liars. You're all saying yes to this.
65.8 say yes. Yeah. What's the no vote here?
Well, they don't like the fit. They don't want Ja.
I mean, that doesn't mean it's not...
It's not exciting if you think it's going to be bad. If you think it's going to be bad and worse...
It is exciting.
Quick, put this out. And Quick will be on the show tomorrow, by the way.
Yes, 8 a.m.
Well, I got to reschedule.
Oh, okay.
I told them 8:27. We'll try to push to 8.
Okay, TBD.
He put out last night, no matter how you feel about it, the Trailblazers got better. Do you agree with that takeaway?
I do. I don't see how you view Jeremy Grant. Losing Jeremy Grant and Chris Murray for Ja Morant doesn't make you better.
Ja Morant's offense is not going to be good, and he sucks more on defense than those two did. So
Jeremy
that's
Grant
argument.
Couldn't make a shot in the playoffs, and Chris Murray literally never made a shot in an NBA game. Yeah. I'm pretty confident in saying that. He made a lot in practice. I don't think he ever made a shot in the NBA. He's going to score his first points this year with Memphis.
I really enjoyed Danny coming in here telling us John Dame can't start. We're both like, dude,
they're
that
gonna
is
start.
Going to be starting backcourt.
Welcome to no defense, brother. You're going to like it.
Welcome to the offensive show. 1 year later, by the way, pivoted out of the defensive identity stuff, didn't they?
Who needs defense when we got shooters, baby. We got shooters.
We got shooters.
What a fun show today. If you missed any of it, we had Gary Parrish on from Memphis for their perspective on the Ja Morant trade. Really good stuff from him. John Isaacs on the business side of things for the Portland Arena deal. If you want a deep breath of fresh air to not have your hair on fire, go listen to those. 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter. And you can also scroll back on YouTube and catch those as well. Thank you so much for being a part of our Tuesday. What a show it was. We'll see what else breaks this afternoon, and we'll talk about it tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marang is next on 1051FN The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.